All right, well, thank you for taking your time here with me today. And first up, congrats on receiving bronze there in Vancouver.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Can you tell me what was going through your mind when you received bronze?
It was great, man. Like, 20 years has been living up to one moment, and up until now, that's been the highlight of my career. So it's a special thing, and like I was saying to somebody else, they're like, how does it feel? And I say, well, I've been wearing spandex for 20 years of my life. It feels good. It feels good to bronze it, to justify it. And, the first thing that people always ask you is, oh, you're in an Olympic sport. Have you been to the Olympics? And until now, I've been like, no, disappointing. And then once you become an Olympian, they're like, oh, you're an Olympian. Well, do you have any medals? And, the people that, oh, man, no, I don't. But I get to say yes.
Yeah.
I get to say yes, I have a bronze medal.
Were you nervous at all?
Before the race?
Well, before the race and just the whole moment. I mean, because there's nothing bigger than, the
yeah.
Olympics.
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, in my individual distances, I wasn't nervous at all. I was like, well, it's all on me. I've done everything I could up until now. But in the team event, believe it or not, most of us, I think the other guys can agree that we're all a little more nervous because you're like, don't mess it up. Because what if you're the guy to fall or you're the guy to get the whole team DQ'd? When it's an individual race, anything you do wrong only affects you. You just don't want to let these guys down is, I guess, what I'm trying to get at. So I'm actually much more nervous in a team event.
Now, I of course, I'm sure you were disappointed in the course of the disqualification happened, but you afterwards, you seem very confident. You said, I just got to pick myself back up and look forward to the next race.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did. And it wasn't my best race, so it took, and actually, some people are like, well, why would you say that? Well, it's a good thing. It takes some pressure off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, 500 isn't Apollo's best race either, but the dude won gold in Torino, so.
Yeah.
The Olympics, you can never count anybody out, so I was looking forward to not counting myself out.
It's like going to school and you're not good at a subject, but you get an A on the exam.
Exactly, right? Well, you studied really well for that one test, and somehow you got it, yeah.
And how was Ono? I mean, as an athlete, as a person, was he a lot like the team leader of the group? I mean, since he's been there, Salt Lake, Torino.
Yeah, as far as a team leader, maybe not so much, but he definitely is a guy that we all, if Apollo speaks, we listen,
mm-hmm.
And we're around him every day. It was kind of cool because people are like, what's it like to get to skate with Apollo? Or get to know him at least. And he's the reason I started skating. I mean, in my living room watching him skate in 2002. And then who knew that however many years later I'd be skating with him on a relay team. And, a lot of times when you get to meet your hero or you get to see them in good and bad times, the glossy coating wears off. But it really doesn't ever wear off with Apollo. He's always on his game. He's always on top of it. He really is a charismatic guy in real life, not just on the camera. So, yeah, he's got that rosy coating all the time.
Now, what advice do you have for upcoming speed skaters?
The cut and dry of it is the only person that can stop you is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I, at the age of 10, got kicked out of my hometown rink, started training all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, there's been tons of people that have just been trying to stop me, and not personally, but doing things to make it harder on me. But the only person that could have ever stopped me from being here is myself. So, you have to look into yourself and rely on yourself, and no matter what might drag you down, the only person that can keep you standing is you.
Now, you were an inline skater, correct?
I was. I did inline, and that's why everybody's like, well, you're a winter Olympian?
Yeah.
So I did inline for about 15 years. And like I said, in 2002, I was like, man, I'd like to try that. But I wasn't quite finished in my sport. So I started trying ice in 2003, 2004 season. But I wasn't quite done until I actually became overall senior world champion in 2003 on inline. So then I was like, oh, okay, well, that's about finish with my goals and inline, so I moved over.
Was it a tough transition at all, going from street
yeah.
to...
Yeah, it's completely different. It's almost the same. You know, it's the same general motions, but as far as your comfortability and what equipment you're on is completely different. So the fact that you'd have to adapt your body style or your technique to your equipment, I mean, that's what changes so much.
Now, we don't get to see the workouts as far as speed skating. What goes into speed skating? Because, I mean, do you do a lot of running on the track, a lot of sprint drills, and then go onto the ice, and then take what you do outside to the ice?
Yeah, well, we do since short track speed skating, not so much in long track, but short track speed skating is anaerobic, okay? So it means your legs blow up way before your lungs and your heart, you know? So what happens is we can't do a whole lot of volume on the ice. We try, but it's just impossible. So what we do is we do a lot of the aerobic work, either jogging or on a bike. And I'm so flat-footed that I can't run very well, so I just do all mine on a bike. And then we do a lot of imitation work. We call it dry land. So we do a lot of off-skate stuff to simulate what it would be like on the ice. But since it's so anaerobic on the ice, we can do it longer on feet, you know, because you could just stand up, shake your legs out, and then go back doing it again, and you don't have to build up speed. So we do our normal training program in the summers, and then when it's most intense later on in the year is probably between 6 to 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. And it always includes at least one ice session in the mornings, and then sometimes we have two, between 2 and 3 days a week. We also do weight training. It's a full-time thing. People ask me if I can go to school. I'm like, I don't have time. You know, maybe if I had a cafeteria serve me food, or if I could afford to, you know, buy out dinner every night, then I probably could go to school. But we have a full-time job.
Now, you're originally from Denton. Have you been back lately since the games?
Yeah, I did. I came home just for a Saturday, actually. I flew in Friday night. And then I met a bunch of people. I came back because they were doing watching parties at this place called the Boarhouse Grill. And it's actually like a home run hit away from my house. So it was really cool to go back and meet the people that maybe hadn't seen me or hadn't seen me in a while, and the people that were there supporting me, because I saw pictures, I saw video, I heard from people that there were so many people there. You know, there to support me. It was just kind of for them to get back and shake hands and say thank you and show my love as well. I got so much love from everybody else. I was hoping I could give some back.
It definitely must have felt great, though, to represent Texas. I mean, you don't always see a lot of Texans in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I know, right? Do you see that picture where I was flying the Texas
Oh,
flag?
yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought that was awesome. I thought that was awesome. And, of course, Chad Hendrick, Houston, right outside Houston area. So you just don't normally see that, I think, and especially from North Texas area. I think that was even cool. Now, will you be competing in 2014?
Well, it's too far away to
Too
predict
far
if I'll be
away.
competing. Yeah. Well, it's too far away to predict if I'll be competing,
Yeah.
but I'm gonna go for it.
Or okay, that I guess that's what I was mean is that your goal right now to
I try to be as modest about that sort of stuff. I try not to brag or anything like that. So as far as, am I going to skate in 2014? I don't know. I'd like to, but I'm going to go for it for sure. I've definitely sunk my teeth in, and I'm going for it. I got a bronze medal. People say, "Well, are you happy? Are you satisfied?" Well, I'm happy, yeah, but I'm not satisfied. I want that gold. I didn't get into this to just get a medal. I got into this to be an Olympic champion.
Now, what's next for you? What's the next race for you, the next competition?
Next competition is our last of the year. It's World Championships, and that is in, we leave Saturday. It's in about a week and a half. And so every year we have basically a mock Olympic season. So we have our World Cups and we have our World Championships at the end of the year, which is like a mock Olympics. It's almost the exact same thing. But then every 4 years we have this one really big competition, right? So we still have to go through our normal season stuff.
Well, hey, Jordan, thank you for taking your time here with me today, and definitely North Texas is proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice
Is
day, man.
it okay if I give a shout out
Oh,
to
definitely. Give all the shout-outs you want, man.
Well, yeah, I just want everybody to know that they're very welcome to come out onto my Facebook, and I have a Facebook and a Twitter. I have a fan site and a personal site on Facebook, and there's plenty of videos out there and plenty of pictures and behind-the-scenes stuff, stuff you couldn't see on NBC. So everybody's welcome to jump out there, and I accept all friend requests.
All right, man. Well, definitely thank you for taking your time.
No problem, dude. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.